Call the House Committee on Government Accountability and Information Technology for Tuesday, March 27, 2007, to order. And I'm going to open a public hearing on House Concurrent Resolution 9. Are you going to speak on 9?
Or alternative.
Yes. Are you going to say, we have a song?
She's bringing it. I can give you just a brief one.
Yeah, would you give us a little?
Yes, members of the committee, Mr. Chair. House Concurrent Resolution 9 commends the city of Lapine for becoming Oregon's newest city.
Ms. Estes, would you come forward, please? How are you today?
Fine, fabulous, thanks. How are you guys? Chair Riley, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Layla Estes. I'm Legislative Assistant to Representative Jane Wisnett. Representative Wisnett is doing the impossible on and testifying on two other bills in two different committees at the same time right now, so I'm here in his place. He asked me to apologize to the committee and the cities of Lapine for not being able to be here. One of the other bills he's testifying in is giving them money, so we figured that one's a little bit more important. On November 7, 2006, Lapine, which is a rural community in South Deschutes County, became Oregon's newest city. After trying and failing to incorporate three times during the last 20 years, a slim margin of voters voted to become a city. New cities are a rare occurrence in Oregon, and in the last 30 years, only three cities have incorporated. Lapine city councilors are working hard to address the issues of the citizens, the most important right now being this new sewer system. This resolution recognizes the hard work and commitment of the founders of this beautiful area and gives proper credit to those who worked for incorporation and developed the community over the past century. Passing this resolution will honor the history and the future of Oregon's newest city, and on behalf of Representative Wisnett and the 2,000 citizens of Lapine, I ask for your vote. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the only person signed up. Is there anybody else who would like to testify on this bill? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Concurrent Resolution 9 and open a work session on House Concurrent Resolution 9. Do we have a motion?
Chair, I move HCR 9 to the House with a two-pass recommendation.
Representative Girard moves House Concurrent Resolution 9 to the floor with a do-pass resolution. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. I'm going to, would Gene like to carry it? I'm going to appoint Representative Wisnett as the carrier on this bill. Okay. Thank you very much. And am I going to see you Thursday night?
Excuse me?
Okay. Good. It's an inside joke. We won't go into that one right now. All right.
I'm concerned.
I'll tell you about it later. I'm having a public meeting, and she attends my public meeting sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to open a public hearing on House Joint Resolution 25. Would you like to give us a summary of the bill?
I'm eager and ready, yes, Mr. Chair. House Joint Resolution 25 would declare September 11th of each year to be Firefighter Appreciation Day. This, as with the other one, is a resolution and, as is often the case, has no fiscal or revenue impact.
Mr. Sherman, would you join us, please? Just give us your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Rick Sherman, and before I start out, I would
sincerely like to thank you folks for sharing the most precious commodity that you have, your time. And I understand how valuable it is to you. We were kidding before, this other gentleman and I, that we should have made volumes of stuff, but we knew better.
So we'll get right to it.
I'm the president of the Hermiston Fire and Emergency Services Board, and I'm here to speak on behalf of House Joint Resolution 25. Most of us, all of our lives, have had a very high regard for firefighters. We see what they do in newspapers, television, hear about it on the radio. But after becoming a member of the Hermiston Fire Board in 1999, I started to see for myself what firefighters really do. I've seen firefighters enter burning buildings. I've seen them put themselves intentionally between wildfires and structures to protect people's homes, protect their lives. I've seen them do swift water rescue. I've been in person to see them treating accident victims while other firemen are extricating these victims. And in some cases, there's fuel all around, a very dangerous situation, but rather than waiting for the fuel to be washed away, these firemen paramedics felt that the person might not have that much time. They needed help immediately, so they went into the situation with the fumes and everything around. I have seen situations where they have answered alarms in freezing rain, where you can barely stand up, but yet they're trying to aid victims of automobile wrecks while other cars and trucks go skidding by them. You can see pictures about what our firefighters do, but ladies and gentlemen, when you see it for yourself, it takes on even more meaning. It's very spectacular. Before the September 11th disaster, the Hermiston Fire Board got in the practice of every year during October, with the help of a local insurance agency, taking out a half-page ad in a local newspaper, and then they're putting the pictures of all our firemen with a thank you, letting them know that the community appreciated them. The response from that was very favorable from the fire department, from their members, their families, and the general public. So after last year's installment of this, I started thinking, why not try and have a Firefighters Day in Oregon? I know it's being attempted other places. It's not a new or a unique situation. And I was trying to think, what's a good day? Well, I happen to know that in 1963, President Kennedy signed into law for May 15th every year, National Law Enforcement Day. I knew we didn't want to try and couple with that. Our law enforcement people deserve that day, and we shouldn't try and tag on to it. So I thought, why not September 11th? It's a day with a lot of sorrow, but it's a day we can also, in some ways, ladies and gentlemen, celebrate for all the courage and heroism shown by so many people helping absolute strangers that day and in the days to come. Out of the worst of that, we saw the best in Americans. I contacted Representative Bob Jensen and asked him to help, and he was very willing. He's very excited about it. In November, I spoke before the Oregon Fire Chiefs Association and the Oregon Fire District Directors Association. They were very positive about the idea. I've contacted by phone the Oregon Volunteer Fire Association. They are very receptive to the idea as well. I would not envision this as a day to interfere with Fire Prevention Week. That's a special week, and there are a lot of very important things going on in communities with fire departments. They're trying to help people learn how to prevent fires and live safer lives. And for many small school children, during that week is their first contact with a fire department. I think that this day gives all Oregonians a chance to take some time to thank our firefighters for their effort, their skill, their courage, and their time commitment, and the time commitment their families are willing to give to them. Because whether you are a volunteer fireman or you're a career fireman, there's a lot of time away from home and away from your family. I think it's also a day that we can thank those who have been firemen. and have retired or because of other things are no longer with volunteer fire departments, I think it's also important for a day for us to remember those who went out and answered their final alarm. That in itself makes it much different than something like Fire Prevention Week. The general public wisely runs from disasters. Firefighters are the people that run toward those disasters. I urge you, as an Oregonian and as a local fire administrator, to please consider passing House Joint Resolution 25. May I answer any questions for you folks?
Representative Edwards.
When is Fire Prevention Week?
Usually the second week in October.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. We appreciate you being here, and this is a really, really fine bill that you brought us. Thank you.
Thank you, folks, for your service. We appreciate that, too.
Eric McMullen. One of my local boys here. this is great. Thank you for your service, and thank you for coming down to address us. For the record, your name, and then go ahead with your testimony.
Sure. My name is Eric McMullen, and I'm officially representing the Oregon Fire Marshals Association and the Joint Fire Service Legislative Committee. Mr. Chair and committee members, thank you very much for the opportunity to testify today. I want to start by saying that I concur with Mr. Sherman on everything he said. I've spent 20 years as a volunteer firefighter and the last 12 as a deputy fire marshal. I work now for Tuolumne Valley Fire and Rescue. I've played both sides of it, and he couldn't be more right about the incredible time commitment that it takes, whether you're paid or a volunteer, and the courage just to do the job. We support the concept. We support what Mr. Sherman is doing, obviously. We wouldn't want to come out and say we didn't support a fire Appreciation Day. We would ask for a couple of revisions if this was to move forward, and the first of which is, again, while we clearly understand why September 11th would have been chosen, it resonates with a lot of Americans, and in particular with 343 of our fallen brothers and sisters, that it makes a difference to us too. Our concern from the fire service point of view is that, as you can see by the written testimony I submitted, I won't go through all the specific numbers with you, but you can see that there's a lot more civilians. There were police officers, there were Port Authority, there were military personnel that died on September 11th. And so the sentiment of the fire service when we discussed this in our groups was that it probably wasn't right, and we didn't feel comfortable targeting an appreciation just for us on that day. Although we certainly appreciate the thought. We've beaten it around quite a bit in the last week through emails trying to figure out a day to offer as an option. And what we landed on was January 27th, and that number was chosen, as you can see there, because in 1678, that was the first fire service company was organized in Boston on that day. So that was our first fire service in the United States. We did discuss trying to figure out when the first fire service organization came about in Oregon as a possible date. Nobody could come up with that. We came up with some. Oregon City was apparently the oldest fire department west of the Mississippi, but they weren't sure if that was paid, volunteer, or otherwise. So we landed on the 27th as an alternative suggestion. The other thing that came out of the discussions in the fire service were that there are more than just firefighters in the fire service. And folks like myself that work in fire prevention, there are public information officers and public education officers, and we fight fire in a different way. We're out there doing the same thing, but we're not dragging hose. We're fighting fire proactively. We're trying to save lives. We're trying to save buildings and protect property and do the same things. Unfortunately, we kind of are the unsung heroes. We work a lot behind the scenes, and a lot of people don't get to see us. We don't drive the flashy trucks, and we don't get a lot of accolades, but nonetheless, part of the fire service. And so the second part that we would ask is that an adjustment to change it to Fire Service Day, not just Firefighter Day, to recognize the services that are provided by others and just firefighters. In your written testimony, there's a list of the Joint Fire Service Legislative Committee members, of which you'll notice some of those are those that Mr. Sherman had mentioned, that he had talked to earlier. And in our discussions, these organizations do support the idea. They support the concept, but we're behind the proposed revisions. I thank you for the opportunity to testify. I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Could you hang on for just a second? Mr. Sherman, would you mind joining us again? You've heard, and if you would identify yourself again for the record, please.
Be happy to. My name is Rick Sherman, President of the Board of Directors for Hermiston Fire and Emergency Services.
Mr. Sherman, since you've heard the testimony that Eric has given us, do you have any comments about that?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. First of all, I think his idea of changing it from firefighter to fire service is a good one. There was no intent to leave out other people. We worked under the assumption that fire chiefs, fire marshals, these sorts of folks were a firefighter at one time and that they would be considered in this. But if they like the idea of fire service, I think that's great. And make sure that we don't leave very important people out, because we all know the best fire protection we have is the fire that never happened, and that's what these folks are working for. I still like the idea of the September 11th. I realize there are more than just firemen that showed courage and valor on that day. If this committee or the House as a body wishes to put it on another day, I certainly defer to your judgment on that. The thing is, if we try to get a special day for every one of these groups, we're going to have so many special days, it's going to take up 3 months, because we have that many great people, great organizations out there. And I'd still like to stay with September 11th if people think that it's better another day. That's just fine.
Question, Representative Beyer?
Well, not so much a question. I actually am the daughter of a firefighter, so, I've grown up in that family and understand a lot about it. My first reaction to hearing September 1st bothered me, and I thought, well, I can suck this up, and I really like the idea of changing the date to this piece of legislation. My father was not a firefighter at September 11th during that time. As a matter of fact, he was in the hospital with heart surgery that day. Can remember very clearly, but I really think that if we're honoring the fire service, we should find a day that is, might have a little more specificity to that organization itself.
Representative Edwards?
I think I tend to agree with Representative Beyer. September 11th has become, for this nation in the last several years, a sacred day. So I don't have any problem with making that recognizing the firefighters and fire service personnel on that day here in Oregon, but I don't know that they should occupy that day exclusively, because there were other folks, military personnel, police officers. And so if we are going to designate that day for them, I think we need to be willing to go down that road of recognizing other people on that day as well, because it is a very sacred, for lack of a better word, day for us now. Mm-hmm. And I think we should consider seriously moving it to another day. But I mean, I'm open to thoughts and.
Are there discussion? Yes, Representative Gerard.
Make this totally partisan. I favor September 11th, and the reason I favor September 11th is when I think of the sacrifices being made, the group that comes to the forefront is the firefighters in New York. So I would support that date, but it's kind of the black and blue ink bill here. I can go either way. I mean, I'm not trying to be hard here. You want to weigh in on this?
Okay, I'll chime in here. Thank you.
Representative Thatcher.
I can see the points raised by Representative Beyer and Representative Edwards. I think it's going to be firefighters only, make it more in line with something that pertains directly to firefighters.
Okay. My own opinion is I could go either way because I think the firefighters are great and we need to recognize them. And my tendency is to go with what the people we're honoring would like us to do. And so, without objection, sir, I'm going to ask the staff to prepare an amendment to this bill and prepare it in the way that Eric has suggested. And thank you very much for bringing us this bill. I really appreciate it. And we really without our firefighters, it would just be a different world. And we really appreciate them. With that,
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
May I ask a question?
You may.
Thank you. Going and calling it fire service, fine, I understand that. Are we going to take it then for the amendment would read that it would be the in January, what was the 27th, as a fire service day?
That's my intention.
No objection from here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you both for your testimony. And I'm going to close the public hearing on House Joint Resolution 25, and I'm going to adjourn the committee for today. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.